In this week, Parshat Va'era, the story of the Exodus continues. Or perhaps it starts. When we look at the Exodus, it takes place, what I would say, in a painfully slow fashion. One would have thought that the moment that God says, I'm taking the Jews out, that's it. This is God, the ultimate Redeemer. God's will should take place immediately. But if we listen carefully to what God said to Moshe from the very beginning, when he spoke to him in the burning bush, he kept on telling Moshe that you're going to go, you're going to speak to Paro, but he's not going to listen. And all along the way, Moshe keeps getting these instructions on what to do, but then he's told again, it's not going to work immediately. When we go back to the very beginning of the story, Moshe himself, it seems very sudden, is saved. One moment he's thrown into the river, albeit in a basket, but that should have been certain death. The next moment he's saved, and soon enough he's in the house of Paro. The transformation is dramatic. In Moshe's life, when we continue the second transformation, when he leaves the palace and go back to look for his brothers, and he becomes a savior. But Moshe becoming a savior takes a long time then for the second scene. Which means despite the fact that Moshe goes out and feels the pain of his brothers, that doesn't translate into the Jews leaving Egypt suddenly and quickly. Rather, when God speaks to him, he tells him something about what we can call the art of redemption, and the art of redemption is slow. Now, there were certainly other factors involved. When God had spoken to Avraham, to Abraham, long ago, he told him that the nation who enslaves them, I'm going to judge them. And that's part of what's taking place now, is the judgments. It's not going to be quick, it's not going to be sudden, but rather there's a process taking place. And it even seems that the Egyptians have a chance. Paro does have a chance to let the Jews go. One of the reasons why I think that this lesson is important for us, there are so many of us, especially when it comes to complex issues, we want simple and sudden and dramatic change. There's a movement in Israel which is called Peace Now. That would be wonderful. Unfortunately, certain conflicts take a very long time to work out. I remember years ago, one of my teachers, Rav Amital, he made this point. He said it about Shalom Achshav, peace now, and he said it about Mashiach Achshav, the redemption immediately. Mashiach is also a process which will take time. And perhaps what's most important then from this lesson is that sometimes we make progress and sometimes things happen, it looks like we're going backward. That took place many times while we were leaving Egypt. We start this week's portion. Paro has told them they still need to build, but they're not receiving the raw materials. The situation looks worse. It's more dire. There's no redemption. We haven't been saved. But apparently the process of salvation, the process of liberation, is one where there are ups and there are downs, and it's very hard to discern that we are really getting closer to that final scene. In our day as well, the miraculous gathering of Jews from all over the world, coming back to the land of Israel, building a country, and we would love if everything was clarified and redemption took place in just one heartbeat. And maybe that's the way it's going to happen. It'll be very sudden at the very end. But as we take steps towards that redemption, and sometimes it looks like things are going backwards, we know that that's the way the redemption from Egypt took place as well.